It's Tuesday, November 29th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and if it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Got a fun one for you tonight, folks. Hang on. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I am the host of this show. And for all of you long-term subscribers, hey, thanks for staying subscribed and being part of our Ohana, being part of our big family here. And for all of you that are new and just checking out the show for the very first time, strap in. We got a good one for you. And make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content over there, including all the archive podcasts. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter, which is available in the second column of the website. You know, in the intro today, our good friends at Audio Collective, who created that intro for us earlier this year, you know, she says, grab a cup of coffee. Tonight, it's not about coffee. It's about Red Bull and a big glass of iced tea. It's 9:20 here. And obviously much, much earlier than what it was from recording the last show. And you know, I went back and listened to about 10 minutes of that recording from very, very late on Thursday night, where we got out of control and went really long. And I said, well, it doesn't sound too bad for recording at midnight, but it's only 9:30 here. But it's been one of those typical Mondays. And got home, had a few fatherly issues to deal with. You know, children, oh my goodness, what is up with kids? They like to fight like cats and dogs. Ugh, I just had to deal with it. But, you know, those of you that have kids, you know how that goes. Anyway, hey, for those of you that are looking for that perfect Christmas gift, well, of course, you know, go ahead and go over to Barnes & Noble's and pick up my book on podcasting. They've got it on sale. Yes, they do, and we are in their Christmas catalog, so check it out. Over at Barnes & Noble, I guess it's barnesandnoble.com. Of course, we want to remind everyone, as I announced on the last show, that it's beginning January 1, 2006, I will no longer be creating a WMA and OGG format to the show. So start migrating to the MP3-only RSS feed. I did have a couple of emails from people that are using the torrent feed that have had some problems with our tracker. And I'm going to check out and see what's going on with that. But we're okay on bandwidth. Those of you that are using torrent, if it's working okay for you, continue to do so. You know, we're just going to have to work on that solution at some point. I just haven't had time to invest in figuring out what's going on with that. I do want to thank all of you that checked out our link on our main website that says Free Tech Magazines for going to our partner site there and subscribing. That is going to help us a little bit this month, and I do appreciate that. Now, for those of you that have subscribed to those any of those free magazines, let me know when you get them and if they are what you expected. And, of course, they're all free over there, so you'll see the link to that on Free Tech Magazines on the second column of the website below Geek Navigation. Now, how many of you, I know I had gotten some pictures and actually some email from you folks who were standing in line, believe it or not, at like 6 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, getting scoring good deals. I just refused. I slept in. I think I woke up about 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock on the day after Thanksgiving. Got up and got around. And of course, about 2, the wife says, well, you know, the crowd should be down a little bit. Let's slip out and go shopping. I see a sale item I want to check out. Big, big, big mistake. It was a big mistake. So we hit this one store, then we went over to the North Shore, and of course, surf is up. I'm going to tell you, the surf has just been unbelievable. They have these, what we typically do is listen when we get up in the morning, you listen to the surf report, and you when you find out that the waves are 20, 30, 35, 40 feet, you immediately pack up and head for the North Shore because the wave action is just absolutely incredible. And, I mean, everyone from literally thousands of people try to get to the North Shore to watch the wave actions, and traffic backs up for miles and miles and miles. But we went down and hung out on the beach for a little bit and watched the surfers surf. And on the North Shore, you can also get, they have a shrimp farm. So you can get these great sweet shrimp that are cooked up. I think I had a garlic type of a mix. It was, man, it was really, really, really good. But we drove around that side of the island, went over on the windward side, and hadn't been over there in a while. So it was kind of a nice, relaxing drive for a Friday afternoon. Got back here at the house and watched a couple movies. But hey, you know, that's what Thanksgiving weekend's about, is just kicking back, right? Okay, I got a thing for you guys, all right? Here's what we're going to do. On Friday, December 23rd, Santa Claus is going to come early to a single listener here at Geek News Central. That's going to be show number, if I counted right, that's going to be show number 127. So what we're going to do is I'm going to try to help and offset some of your Christmas shopping woes. So on Friday, December 23rd, I'm going to give away $127 to a contest that I have yet to determine what it's going to be. But here's what I want to do. I want to let you all decide what the contest is going to be. So someone think up something creative, come up with a contest idea, and send that to me at geeknews@gmail.com, subject line contest idea. Write your idea up, and the most craziest, wackiest thing that you guys can come up with that's legal will do. All right? And then on the show for Friday, December 23rd, what I will do is whatever that contest is, the winner will get a PayPal for $127 and will have it in his inbox Friday morning, December 23rd, as a little extra present from the old geekster here at Geek News Central. Now, is that cool? Is that cool or what? And what I've done here is basically going to use some of the AdSense money that we've made on the site and combine that together with some of the things from the free tech mags people have signed up. We're going to give it all back to you, okay? So $127 on Friday, December 23rd, but you guys all have to help me decide the contest. Who gives you more cool prizes? It's me, right? Okay, hey, meanwhile, of course, let's save you some money. Whether you're buying a domain or selling, GoDaddy Domain Name Appraisals give you an expert evaluation of what a domain name is worth. Your appraisal is based on 5 critical factors and is brought to you by the world's number one domain name register, GoDaddy.com. Plus, as a Geek News Central listener, you enter the code Todd, T-O-D-D, when you check out, and you're going to save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. And thanks for GoDaddy for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. Okay, I've got a couple of quick items I want to go through. What have I got here? Well, I had a bunch of stuff on the website that went down today, but on Saturday I made some changes. I've been using Google Analytics, and I didn't have it completely migrated through the entire site. So I added the little splice code to the individual archive pages and rebuilt the site. And I really didn't think of it, but today I got an email from someone said, "Hey, your archive pages are all jacked up." And I went over and looked at it, and sure enough, there was no header. It was just like this one page of like gloop. I about had a stroke. You know, it'd been like that since Saturday, and I'm really fussy about the website. So seeing that, I just couldn't believe it. So a little learning point for me: when you make a change, go back and double check your changes. I've just been so used to throwing stuff in there that I did not consider it. Hey, I did an interview last week. Did an interview with a local newspaper here called the Pacific Business News, and we got a good mention there. And I put a link up to that in the on the website, so check that out if you get a chance. And little comments in there about some of the sponsorship stuff and give you a little more idea on some background on that. Also, you know, I found an article this morning on Craigslist, and it was basically discussing how Craigslist is really starting to put a major dent into the regular print newspapers' advertising rates, or not advertising rates, but the amount of advertising going into newspapers. And, you know, my wife is a huge Craigslist fanatic. She's on Craigslist literally 10 times a day checking for new updates and things that are in there. And she basically is on the go 3-4 times a week going and scoring stuff. And she can smell a bargain a mile away. In my garage, which is half, really, essentially, it's half my kids' playroom plus half her kind of recycling center where she scores stuff from Craigslist and then brings it home, cleans it up. If it needs paint, paints it, or does whatever she has to do and turns around. And she's got quite a little business going on. But I asked her what she thought about Craigslist. And this is kind of an interesting reflection from her. And she didn't remember. She's not much of a geek. She's, you know, she's just an average computer user. She says that the classified ads are generally full of merchandise that is already listed on Craigslist. And if she had to wait and scour the newspaper, she would never get anything purchased because it would be snapped up already from the people that were using Craigslist. So, you know, I catch her up here at midnight checking the listings, and I thought it was pretty innovative of her to understand that, yeah, people are putting stuff in the newspaper, but they're also listing it on Craigslist, and it's usually gone before. So if you're looking for bargains and you've got the time to really sift through that information, great resource. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think I've used Craigslist like twice. I haven't used it very much, but she's the king of the hill when it comes to Craigslist. Hey, over on techpodcast.com, we released Tech Podcast this week last night. So that's a great kind of a snapshot, 10-minute snapshot of things that are going on with the other podcasters at techpodcast.com. Make sure you check that out and sign up for the RSS feed over there, techpodcast.com/index.xml. Add that to you, and every Sunday night you'll get the update on what's upcoming in some of the shows within the network. And of course, we have our upcoming roundtable on the 10th, sponsored by GoToMeeting. Todd Cochran here from the Geek News Central podcast. By now, you probably heard that the Tech Podcast Network uses GoToMeeting to conduct online business meetings and training. But did you know that GoToMeeting is the easiest way for any organization to conduct online business meetings? I've asked Fox Show's Andrew McNeil what he liked best about GoToMeeting.
I like the way you can record the entire presentation, audio and video, for later viewing.
Sound too good to be true? Try GoToMeeting free for yourself for 30 full days. You don't need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/tech roundtable or click on the GoToMeeting link on the Geek News Central website. All right, I've been watching. There's been a lot of discussion about monetizing blogs, about putting ads in RSS feeds, you know, all kinds of stuff. As a matter of fact, I had a call from a company here a couple of days ago that want to do a promotion, and we're negotiating with them on that promotion right now. It'll be a real good one for all of you. And one thing that they said was, we want to put ads in your RSS feeds. I said, no, that's kind of sacred. That's off limits. And I saw an article yesterday that was on redherring.com that talks about, you know, some of the, you know, what's going on with ads within RSS feeds. And to be honest with you, it just irritates me. It really does, to see it. You know, obviously I put little things in my actual blog from time to time that show up in my RSS feed, but I don't inundate the RSS feed with every other article having some banner ad or something. I don't do that. And I know some people do, but this is just like the new mecca for these advertising people. That's what they want. They want in those RSS feeds because they understand that most of you are reading my website or reading other people's websites via RSS feeds. I just don't like it. And I think that, you know, and essentially really what bothers me the most is it just distracts me. So what I have done, and I made two comments earlier in the week. One was that I've got a full feed policy. If you have a web blog and I'm subscribed to it, if you don't have a full feed, essentially your chances of me reading your blog just drop dramatically. I'm not going to read it. It's going to go to the bottom of some secondary list I'll have, and I might get to it once a week. If you have a full feed RSS, if you're full feed, obviously, and it's your content's good, and I link to you from time to time, then you're going to be in one of my primary reads. But if the content has ads in it, then it goes to primary, secondary, and last is essentially what it is. And that secondary list has RSS feeds with ads in it. So that's kind of how the way I read through those things. And it's not necessarily because I don't like the content. I didn't give you an example. Engadget, I love their commentary and content, but it's just so distracting to read their feed. So I save it for last typically. And I don't know, maybe that's a good thing for them. Maybe it's a good thing for me, but I just kind of am making some statements here on my website on what I'm doing. Now, I've recently, and you'll see an article tomorrow about a headset that I received, and I've got a review of a headset, a Bluetooth headset that I'm really impressed with. And I'll put a disclaimer at the end of that review that it was provided to me for free by the manufacturer. And I've got some comments about it, a couple of things that concern me, but for the most part, it's a great headset. And so what I'm starting to do is I'm starting to get more requests to review gear, but I got a request to do some review on some PSP accessory, and I don't have a PSP. So what I'm thinking about doing is every once in a while, I'm going to make a call out on the website. If you are I know that we have someone that listens to this show that is really a diehard PSP fan. So what I might do is say, yeah, I'll review it, and then allow one of our listeners who is a diehard PSP fan or whatever it may be to do the actual review. And that way we'll get a real good, you know, from a user's perspective, a very honest opinion on our product. And I think that's going to be really awesome. Now, I don't know how often these type of offers are going to come my way where someone's going to offer me a product. I've got a software package to review, but I always disclaim on the website when I've done a review and I've gotten a product for free. So if you're interested in doing product reviews, and generally what happens is they send you this stuff and you get to keep it. What I'm going to do with probably what I'll end up doing with stuff that I get in the future is maybe just give it away within the show. You know, it's kind of a fair way to give things back. So, you know, if you're interested in doing reviews on stuff, let me know. Drop me an email at geeknews@gmail.com. Let me know what your expertise in, what you're fanatical about, because that will allow me to, as I get these kind of requests to review stuff, and it includes software, I'll know who to basically send it to. And all that I'm going to ask you to do is write an honest review. We'll put a disclaimer in there. You got it for free so that there's, you know, a full understanding of what was entailed. And we'll let you do a review for the website. But again, I don't know how this is going to come by, but I will just make kind of a categorized list of people that listen to the show and read the website that would be good for reviewing gear. Okay, let's move on to other. I have spent too much time on that. I apologize. All right, I got an email. We'll save that to the end because it wasn't a show comment. There was a idea that someone sent me that I think is pretty cool. How many of you would like to get the show notes of the Geek News Central podcast via instant message? If you would like to get the show notes via instant message, and I can figure out a way to send probably can do it with Trillion. I just have to make up a send list. Let me know. You know, if you want to get the show notes via IM, send me your IM name, geeknews@gmail.com, IM notification within the subject line, and I'll start making a list up. I don't know how I'm going to quite manage it yet. Could turn into a nightmare with the number of you that are listening to the show. But if you want the show notes IM to you, that's going to be a new way that I'm going to try to start sending out show notes, to include the newsletter, of course. Now, I think what you should be looking for, too, is I've talked about these guys two or three times here, Melodio. They've got this thing, it's called MobileCast. For those of you that have cell phones, you can basically get your podcast delivered via this MobileCast application. And I'm really, really impressed with this. And what we're going to be doing is actually getting this show and other shows at techpodcast.com added to that network. And we're also going to get podcaster news added. Those are going to work out real great because those are short 5-minute show content. So if you have not played with Melodio, go over to mobilecastnetwork.com. Have the link in the show notes. I almost yawned on you there. Or actually, I think it was something to do with some Red Bull that was trying to come back up. But we'll get that hooked up. And they've got some. Did you know these guys got $22 million in financing for basically designing this? That is huge. So that tells you where this audio delivery stuff is going, folks. It really, really is. Okay, what else have I got here? Hey, by the time you hear the next show, Firefox version 1.5 will be released. Now, I had trouble. If someone that's real familiar with Firefox, maybe you guys can send me a comment on what happened. But I loaded my kid's computer had a little older version of Firefox on it. I went and did an update, and all of a sudden it just does not work anymore. You load the Firefox browser and it just hangs. It doesn't load a web page anymore. I've done everything I can think of, deinstalling it, doing a registry clean. If anyone's experienced this with Firefox, drop me a line at geeknews@gmail.com and let's see if I can get this thing figured out so we can get the kids back up on Firefox, because it just makes me shudder to think that they're having to use Internet Explorer right now. We're going to talk about a security thing that's been out for a while for IE that's been upgraded. If you're still using Internet Explorer, stop right now and get Firefox on your computer, okay? I shouldn't have to say this ever again, because I know all of you have already switched to Firefox, although I know some of you haven't by the way the log files read. Mark Cuban's been busy on Blog Maverick. He's got a great post up that says, "Time to allow hard drives preloaded with music and change." Harry Fox. Basically, what he wants to do, and I'm going to read off his website here. It says, "It's the simplest of ideas. Take any MP3 player, iPod, PSP, whatever, and preload it with songs. With 30, 60, and 100 gigabyte capacities, the potential is amazing. How simple would it be if users could sample and choose?" So think about it this way. You get a new iPod. It comes with 200 songs. You go through and you're checking them out. Oh, yeah, that one's cool. I like that one. Tag. I don't like that one. Delete. I don't like that one. Delete. Oh, yeah, that's a great song. Tag. I don't like this one. Delete, 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 delete. Tag, tag, tag. Next thing you know, you've got 20 songs of the ones that were preloaded on there that you like. Well, at that point, you get an option to pay for them. Okay, cool. So you spend $20 or whatever it is for 20 new songs that have been preloaded that you would not have necessarily bought otherwise. And then maybe a couple days later, while your iPod's in its or iPod or MP3 player's in its docking station, service automatically dumps a new 100 songs on your iPod. You get a couple of weeks to review them. You say, I like that one. Da-da-da-da. In other words, it's kind of feeding you new music and giving you the opportunity to review those. Now, of course, they're going to say, well, what's going to stop people from just copying those and breaking the DRM and blah, 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 so that they're going to, you know, just give them more chance to steal the music that we've sent to them. And so obviously there's a lot to be worked through here, but I think he's got a great idea. I don't have time. You know, my kids are listening to some music. I said, what's that? That's cool. And they're like, well, I don't know this name of it. And I have to kind of strain and listen to figure out what the name of the artist is. I'd like to have, I'm hip. I want to hear some new music. What's going on in what's being created. And if obviously my second thought on this was, well, if obviously the RIAA music isn't going to be done that way, why don't we have that for the PMD, the PodSafe or PSMDF, whatever they call it, PodSafe Music Network. Why don't they set up a system where we get 100 new PodSafe music tunes every week and just set it up in RSS feed so we automatically get them and we can check them out and make some kind of an arrangement so that if we want to send some money back to the artists, whatever it is, like Adam Curry has said, you know, 25 cents, 50 cents, whatever it is, a cut that we want to give the artist, let's do it that way. You know, instead of doing what Mark says here and supporting these idiots and these and their continued suing of 65-year-old women and children, I think that would be the way to go. You know, I really would. Now, I'm not against artists that are signed, but, you know, there has to be some change, and this might be a way to do it. So that was kind of what spawned that idea. I'm not a music person. Maybe some of you are. Maybe someone is already working this. Maybe it's already on them available. If it is, point me to the way, and let's help the old geek out here get hooked up and schooled in some new music and new tunes. Speaking of MP3, have you heard that some people are actually, when they're upgrading their iPods or they're upgrading from an older version of iTunes, part of their libraries disappear? Well, there's a guy that was just screaming mad over the weekend because he lost like 2,000 or so of their tracks. And I got to thinking, you know, I used to have like 7,500 songs on my MP3 player. Now it's only showing like 5,900. What happened to mine? And sometimes iTunes does something hokey and you just seem to lose music. And I think it's all the way that iTunes does its categorization, and I just don't allow iTunes to mess with my structure of how I've set this up years ago with Music Match, and I like the way it placed all the songs and how it categorized the directories, etc. And I'm just thinking, I wonder how many of these people's libraries are getting totally jacked up because they are not going into iTunes and changing that preference setting. So if you're already there, if you've already allowed iTunes to rearrange your music, unless you have a backup of that somewhere, you're kind of stuck, okay? But for those of you that are new to the game here, don't allow iTunes to basically manage your files. Another tool that comes in handy that I use is an application called MP3 Tag Studio. And I think the latest version is like updated in September, but it's a complete suite for managing your MP3s. I know that there's a bunch of them out there. This is one I particularly like. And actually, it's kind of, I was piqued my interest today because I'd seen someone else link to it and it reminded me. So if you get a chance, check out MP3 Tag Studio. This is not a paid endorsement, something that I use personally. So let me know what you think of the app. Or if you have something better, drop me a line on that too. Okay, for those of you that are Apple Mac users, hey, Apple released today, this has been all over the net, so I'm sure you guys have seen this. They have a update, it's called Broadband Tuner 1.0, and what it does is the Broadband Tuner allows you to take full advantage of very high-speed internet connections that have a high latency, which is 5 Mbps or greater. The installer tweaks some system parameters, and basically what it does, it goes in and makes some changes to the TCP/IP stack, and it increases the TCP send and receive buffers. This is kind of a trick that's like old school that many Windows users have done. They changed the, I don't know what they changed the buffer rates to, but essentially if you're downloading a lot of podcasts or if you're downloading a lot of video files, this is going to really help you out on your performance. I think it's a very good patch to put into OS X, and you have to have a minimum version of OS 10 version 10.4 or later, okay? All right, I remember I was talking about there's another big flaw out here. There's a security alert on eWeek that says an unpatched Internet Explorer flaw is worse than expected. And over the holiday weekend, one of the companies did some more testing or something, but what was determined was a new advisory was sent out that said that this bug, which has been actually out since like March, is extremely critical. And it was once just thought to be a denial of service vulnerability, but it turns out it also allows execution of arbitrary code. This is not good. So again, IE users, get over to Firefox. Not that Firefox is exempt for having bugs, but you're much, much safer there, okay? So I'll put this link up in the show notes. It's an eWeek article on IE security. Now, I had to laugh because I heard on the news that during the madness on Friday that people were flipping out all over the United States on these $400 laptops that Walmart sold. Now, did any of you go get one? Okay, I know that one of our Apple users on one of the other tech podcast shows was going to Walmart to get one of these $400 laptops. I'll let him dime himself out because I know he got one. But yeah, he's switching over to PC. Yeah, fat chance. But anyway, I guess there were, the police had to call in, were called in someplace in Texas and actually had to use mace on people. And I guess in Orlando, it was just people were going nuts. Now, I don't know. I thought that Walmart was going to have like a, this is going to be like a long-term thing, that these $400 laptops were going to be sold on a regular basis. You know, people need to relax. Just go on the internet, search around a little bit. There's plenty of great low-end laptops, okay? I didn't look at the specs on this one, but I bet you for just a little bit more money, just a little, you can probably get a lot more machine than what's being sold at Walmart, okay? So don't, you know, support your local computer stores. Don't go and support Walmart. They destroy businesses within towns, okay? Hey, on Gizmodo, man, here is what I consider the story of the day. I can't believe that this story did not make it onto the wires anywhere or onto any of the other blogs. I'm sure it's going to be all over tomorrow. Okay, they have beta pictures of the TiVo update that's coming in 2006. Check this out, okay? What do I see on the screen? TiVo Podcaster. And what do I see within the screen that's showing on this screenshot? The official Lost podcast, the BBC World Services documentary archive. I see Science Fridays, Slate Podcasting. Oh, what is this? Is cool. And look at the subtitles. Favorites, public radio, news and talk, music, entertainment, technology. Enter a URL. Oh, yeah. You know, they stole my idea. But this is good to see. I am sold now. I am sold. I will be a TiVo owner. I will be a TiVo owner here shortly. I really, really will. I want to make sure this is going to be an upgrade and it's not going to be a new machines only. But also what I found interesting was that they have a link in here to Live 365. Now, what Live 365 is basically where all the streaming guys hang out. It's where all the streaming shows are. It's if you haven't been to Live365.com, check it out. You know, these guys are, most of these guys have jumped over. That's what I call a streamer that's, and also a traditional broadcaster who has actually started creating podcasts. Call them JOs, jump overs. For some of you that live in the Indiana, Ohio, Michigan area, you'll know what a JO means. There's a different meaning for a jump over. If anyone can tell me that, here's a trivia question. Does anyone know what a JO is? This is something that's only a certain region, maybe even Pennsylvania people may know. That gives you a little more hint, okay? So if you know what a JO is, let me know. But anyway, I call streamers and regular broadcasters that have started podcasting jump overs. And Live 365 has a lot of people that's migrated to podcasting. So pretty cool what they're coming up here with TiVo. And, of course, TiVo is under a lot of heat from the studios because they are not happy that they're going to allow us to be able to sync this stuff with our mobile devices, okay? So this is just a start. You know, TiVo has got it. They have got it figured out. Totally, totally awesome. All right? Okay, over on Channel 9, and I don't, you know, I kind of peruse this a site once in a while. I know those of you that are Microsoft fans hang out over here, but they have a screenshot of a user interface that is called the Glass Effect. And probably those of you that are Mac users say, "Oh, that's no big deal," but just bring up this link and look at what they're going to be doing with Vista. And a pretty cool glass effect for one of the templates that they're showing here on the main page. So I have just got to take one of my computers and get a Vista downloadings and start playing with that so we can start talking about that too. Okay, what else do I have? I've got, on the Xbox 360, something that kind of caught people as a surprise that really wasn't talked about a lot was that the Xbox 360 can be used as a Windows Media Center extension. Oh, you know, this laptop I have that I bought, this HP Pavilion ZD8000, which is a Media Center PC, and actually I've got the Media Center PC, Media Center tuner interface box in the closet. I've never hooked it up. This will tie to an Xbox 360. Now, not that I'm going to go out and run a buy an Xbox 360. But what this is going to be able to do is you're going to be able to, via Wi-Fi, connect. Let's say you're putting content on your media center, and then you want to, you got your son or your kids in the other room that have the Xbox 360 or an entertainment room. Via Wi-Fi, you can bridge the content from your PC to the Xbox 360 and play that data over there. Totally, totally smart, Microsoft. This is huge. I'm sure this feature alone is probably going to sell a lot of units. You know, because, you know, you got your PC upstairs. You don't necessarily want to tie it into your entertainment system, but the kids have got the Xbox 360 hooked up to the widescreen downstairs. So what do? Hey, the kids are in bed. You got the Xbox down there, but you've got this content on Media Center. Oh, yeah, baby. Just send the data via wireless to the Xbox 360. You're in there without having to move the PC from the den. Smart, 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 smart. So I'm looking for, I had caught wind of this, I believe, on Sunday, and I thought, this is cool. That might be an excuse to buy an Xbox 360, but I think we're going to get a TiVo first. That's going to be the first thing, right? My wife just walked in, right, honey? She's just shaking her head, yes. Not after the shopping day we had Friday. We'll have to wait a little while. Okay, there's an article on Business 2.0 that talks about the return of monetized eyeballs. And I'll link to both articles, not only O'Malley's commentary, but the Business 2.0, but also Jason Calacanis from Weblogs Inc.'s response, where he basically says the article is bunk. You know, I have to laugh because Jason got a bunch of money for Weblogs Inc., but every time I've heard him talk about other people or other opportunities for people to get money, he keeps saying, it's not going to work, it's not going to work, it's not going to work. I'm like, hello? You just got a bunch of money for selling a blogging network, and obviously you were making a lot of money on advertising. I think they were making up to $1 million a year on just Google AdSense ads, but there has to be value in content. Hello? And I really think that networks that are bloggers, podcasters, those that are forming branded networks that have cohesive content, good content that draws people in, are going to be targets for venture capitalists, and it can be targets to for companies to be flipped. So, you know, websites like Boing Boing, I expect to see, you know, if they don't get flipped this year or 2006, I'll be very, very surprised. They estimate their market capitalization is, you know, is a very high million, 30-some million dollars, I think it said. And, well, maybe not that high. It was, regardless, whatever the number was. So I think there's some opportunity out there for people, but it's all about the content, folks. If the content isn't there, the eyeballs and the ears won't come. But I think it's an opportunity for, obviously, Podshow already got some money, but other people that have networks out there have some real, truly have some opportunity to score some, either some funding or to actually be bought, okay? All right, this is a article that I don't know how valid it's going to be after the new Firefox version 1.5 is released, because some of these extensions may not work. But there's a article over on performancing.com that the blog is titled Helping Bloggers Succeed. I haven't seen this guy's site before. I think I'll add it to my read list, but he's got a list of 5 extensions that are real good extensions for bloggers. Won't go through them, let you guys read them yourselves, but we'll see after the 1.5 update whether or not the extensions that are talked about here work. I'm familiar with a couple of them, but hey, why don't you send me, if you've got a favorite plugin or favorite extension, I'd like to hear your favorite extension. And you know what I did? I realized the other day I asked you guys for your most favorite RSS feeds, and this probably goes back 2 months. And you know what I never did? I never posted a list of all the RSS feeds that were submitted. So I'm going to go back and get that list together and get it up as a post on Geek News Central, because you know, you guys sent in the great links, and then I never put them up. So was that dumb or what? But this time, if you guys send me these extensions that you're using, we'll add that. We'll just make a separate posting and put those up so you guys can get a feel for what your favorite extensions are with Firefox. Hey, I was pretty surprised. I know I've talked a lot about podcasting tonight, but there was an article in the Mercury News, and I think it was talked about Curry and Don and Drew, and talks about some stuff going with Podshow, but there was one thing that was down here that I thought was interesting. It said it advertisers are taking notice, and check this out. You guys all know in 18 months I got the goal of being able to do blogging and podcasting full time. I stated that earlier in the year, where we were actually 2 years out at the time, but like to be able to do podcasting and blogging full time in 18 months. That's where my timeline is. But this is what could really solve it for a lot of people. Now, I don't think very many shows are going to be able to do this, but have you guys heard about the Mommy Cast? And if you guys have got wives that listen to podcasts, this is one that you want to turn them on to listen to. It's a show about the joys and travels of motherhood. But they started the show in March. It's become a really well-followed show. I don't know how many listeners they have. They say hundreds of thousands of listeners. If they have 100,000 listeners, I'd be surprised. But anyway, they got a sponsorship from Dixie Paper Products, of all companies, for a 12-month sponsorship worth $100,000. Wow. You know, you can podcast full time with that kind of money. I'll do five shows a week for that type of a sponsorship. But wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? I don't know if you guys could handle me for 5 days a week, and we're at 41 minutes. I need to hurry up, or I'm going to be overtime again because I got comments to talk about. Okay, what else do I have? There was a guy that's looking to make some money. He's launched a web-based tag directory. He's trying to raise money for his wedding. I think it's pretty comical. It's, all these guys trying to get rich quick scheme, or pay for weddings, or pay for surgeries, or whatever. But another one of these, another little unique ones, it was picked up on the PR web press release Newswire. So we'll see if this guy is able to pay for his wedding by allowing people to link off his delicious feed. So we'll keep an eye out on that. And there was another article on Wired about tagging. And it basically talks about how do you keep track of all the stuff that you got on your PCs when it comes to MP3s and everything else. So, and that's where I had found the link for MP3 Tag Studio. So this links with that one from Wired. I don't know how this ended up on the other end. But, another thing on TiVo. How many of you fast forward through the ads on with your DVR? I do. But TiVo's going to thinking about letting you search for TV ads. I think that'd be cool during the Super Bowl, but would you want to search for ads any time the rest of the year? I guess if I search for ads that were going to give me promo codes where I was going to save money on a website, that might be cool. But when I just search for an ad that would just, if I want to, that makes sense. Okay, let's say I want to buy a camera and I want to search for a Nikon camera or a Canon, and I search for it and I say, yeah, use this promo code and you save 10% online, and that'd be all right. But if it's just a regular ad, that's dumb. It really is dumb. So we'll see what happens here. But this could be kind of like it might be cool to be able to search and watch an ad and get a discount code. If they implement this right, it could be very, very profitable for them. All right, I know we've talked a lot about map stuff, and actually I've had the link up in the show notes where I want you guys to go over and link where you're from. I think 255 of you have done that already. There's a lot more of you that listen to the show. Look at the show notes, click on that link that I've got below the GoDaddy tech sponsorship, and go over and tag where you're listening to the show from, okay? But there's a good article that talks about competitors challenging MapQuest. Goes into discussions about all the mashups that people are doing with maps. Pretty cool little article there from i1.com. Let's see, what else do I have? And another research study out that says that young people are preferring illegal song swapping. Well, come on, that's pretty obvious. They don't have no money. Most of these kids, they have a limited allowance. So what are they going to do? They're going to download music off the internet, or are they going to go and pay $19.95 at Tower Records for a CD where there's one good song on, or ask mom and dad who don't understand the technology to give them a $20 credit at the iTunes store, or ask them to buy an iPod? Of course they're going to download music. Do they need to have a study to figure that out? Hello? All right. If you're using Kazaa, do not upgrade. They're going to be releasing a new version. It is going to be installing some filters. It's going down the road that Napster did. So fair warning on that if you're using Kazaa. Very good article on eWeek that talks about desktop search requiring security. You know, I look at the stuff that I can search on my desktop with Google Desktop, and it scares me sometimes how fast I can find info. I agree with this article. There needs to be a way to lock the Google Desktop thing. So when I double click it, and let's say I walk away from the computer and someone comes up and wants to find something real quick on my PC, they could be in and out real quick and I would never know it. But I agree with Eric Lundquist's article here on eWeek that we do need better security with desktop search. All right, I'm rushing. Can you tell that? And of course, Robin Good has his new media picks of the week. It's a lot of podcasting stuff here. Podzinger talks about the application I just talked about earlier about MobileCast by Melodio, podcastvideos.org, Legal Torrents, Frapper, Tag World, Tag Cloud. Some great links. He comes up with some great stuff. Okay. Also, did you guys know that there's a little more Sony controversy, and I'm just going to talk about it briefly, but Sony BMG's other copy protection system that they've had on other discs it's called MediaMax, has got some security issues with it. And it actually installs some stuff too, even if you say no. Goodness gracious. And finally, on Business Week, there's a listing of best of the new web. And I congratulate Doug Kay from IT Conversations for getting on this list under the podcasting. I think there's Insomnia Radio, skeptical.com, some great links here to most of these sites you guys should be very familiar with. But that's all on news. Let's get into show comments. We're going to run long, 46 minutes. Okay, I got a message from Steve. He was the guy that had problems with, he had a Sony disc that had the Springsteen. It was basically a 5-disc set of the best of Springsteen. He thanks for the link there that we helped him out with. And he says he's got a pair of those Shure earphones, a little different model than the one I was asking about. But he's really hateful, he really likes them. And it gives basically two thumbs up on them. Says they fit great. He says, don't be scared of them. The snugger are, the better your all-around bass response is. So thanks for that input, Steve. It's great feedback. Did get an email back from Charles that's talking about Canadian ISPs not blogging iTunes any longer. There was a problem. Apparently, there was some issues in the filtering that Rogers was setting. They were initially denying the problem, but apparently it turned out it was absolutely their fault, and they have resolved the issue. So those of you in Canada should be able to get your podcast downloaded via iTunes. If you get a follow up from Larry on the pricing for the fiber to the curb or fiber to your door with the Verizon offers. He says the list price is $39.95, and I get $5 off for also being a Verizon telephone customer with unlimited telephone and internet service. And here in Massachusetts, he pays about $83 per month. He says Verizon is really being competitive here. They are now offering a $14.95 a month service for DSL. Oh, that is just beautiful. And he says this fits very well for AOL customers who want to reduce the cost and increase the service. It is even competitive to the $9.95 month service like Juno or NetZero. I agree, that is cheap. And he says he also volunteers at a local senior center and have had a lot of seniors switch to Verizon DSL in the past few weeks. With little help, they get up and running and save money. Beautiful. I'm glad to see our seniors getting online, staying online. That's great. Also, I got scolded by Ron. He says, hey, all of us that are listening to the show are not in your 25 to 50 range, but he says, Todd, I'm a young, energetic 62-year-old male who is dead set on creating my own podcast. If you have room in your intern program for such a critter, I hope you considered me as a candidate. Absolutely, we will, Ron, and I'll send you an email with the details on that, and we can always use some wisdom from you. And of course, I got one from Bob. Bob was basically saying, hey, I'm 62, and I would bet that I'm not the only one who's over 50 who listens to you avidly. Thanks, Bob, for being a listener. And I stand down And you guys have been heard. I didn't say you guys weren't out there. I said you're just in smaller numbers. But you know what you guys can do? Evangelize podcasting. Get people that you know into this. Make them understand the power of this and spread the word. If every one of the people that listen to the show bring one new listener to Geek News Central, we could double the audience, and then we can turn them on to all these other great podcasts via some of the promos that we're going to play tonight from some of the submissions, okay? And Kate, I'm sorry. Yes, I know you're a female. I apologize. I had made note of that during the show. I stand corrected. Thanks for smacking me down. And yes, I know you ladies are out there, and I really do appreciate you staying subscribed and being with us here on the show. Also got an email from Chris. He's got a product that is a voice IP product. It's called VozCalf. It's at VozCalf.com. You guys check that out. We're going to be talking to him a little bit about seeing if we can hook some stuff up with being able to do some podcasting-specific applications for that. Paul, thanks for sending me the comment that you, or basically the question you had on podcasting. I was glad to help you out. Thanks for using the promo code over at GoDaddy, too. I do appreciate that. He says, the only thing I still can't figure out is how to add RSS 2.0 code and what to my website. Should I go over that route versus Libsyn? Okay, very quickly, any hosting account that you get via GoDaddy, any other service, any other web hosting provider, which there are thousands out there, okay? And if you're out there looking for a web hosting provider, read the terms of service very carefully before you sign up. I outline that in my book. But none of those services really offer any turnkey RSS feeds. You have to either install Movable Type or WordPress or use Radio User Land, as we've kind of described in the chapters on that. But Libsyn does provide you a turnkey system. But you're on Libsyn's, you know, I love Libsyn as a host, okay? For those of you that use, that want to create podcasts, Libsyn.com is the best deal going, okay? Go over there and use those guys' service, okay? That's where I host my shows, okay? That's where my MP3s go. My actual blog is on an actual dedicated server, which most people would not need. They would need just a shared host. And most of these blogging, weblog applications will do RSS natively. You have to make a few adjustments, maybe add a plugin of sorts. But if you're really not on the geeky side and don't want to mess with installing a blogging application, then Libsyn's probably the way to go. They've got all the interface there. You don't really have to do anything. But I will say this, there is significant power in having www.yourdomain.com pointing at your site, okay? Now, I don't know if Libsyn folks have added it where you can have your own domain over there or not. If they have, that's something I missed. Maybe they do. You can ask them about it. But the power of having your own domain is important. If you need help setting up your blog, I know the people at WordPress offer a free installation service. I know Movable Type, I believe, will set it up if you're a registered customer. Radio Userland, I don't know if the support group is that good or not. But if you get totally stuck, Paul, and you need help, just send me an email. I'll make some time and get you hooked up, get your configuration going. Also got an email from Matt. Thanks for the response on the helping him out get his iTunes subscription link up. He says, how do I make it the lovely looking subscription button looky thingy from iTunes? Well, what you can do is either create that graphically or steal the one off my website by right clicking on it, copying the image. Go out there and find one, have a button made. You know, it all depends on the format of your website and how you want it to look, but it's just basically a JPEG is all it is. Okay, I also got an email from Tim. Hey, Tim, we already talked about smashmyipod.com. Thanks for that. Thanks for that link, though. So if you guys haven't seen that, check out smashmyipod.com. And I've got a couple last ones here. Boy, I'm going to run too long. Okay, from Mike. He's launched a site called speak-your-mind.org. You can check that out on his site. Matthew, thanks for the comments that you made on the book and also on the show. It's much appreciated. I'm absolutely out of time. I've got some more emails. I've got one from Paul. I'll try to answer yours, Paul, via email directly. And also from Alistair, I'll try to get yours answered via email always also. Okay, folks, as always, I want to thank you for staying subscribed and being with us here at the Geek News Central Podcast. You can reach me at geeknews@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365, 619-342-7365. Skype me at Geek News Central. Get those ideas in for the contest, okay? geeknews@gmail.com with contest idea as a subject. Let's get radical. Let's have fun. It's Christmas time. Let's do something Christmassy. And I think that's it. Here's the promos, and I'm going to get you out of here. Aloha.
Hey, everyone. This is Christopher Tyler from the Game Chat Live podcast. I'm proud to announce that very soon we will be celebrating our 30th show, complete with lots of music and memories. Best of all, you can win lots of great CDs from such PodSafe artists as Pangs and Todd Lerner, the singer of Song for Free. All you have to do is head over to gamechatlive.tk and subscribe to the show. And thanks again for helping us celebrate 30 great episodes.
Hello, this is Flammable of Robot, and I'm here to ask you all to listen to my podcast at www.ifdestroyedstilltrue.com, a place to share your love.
Hey, my name's Matt. I've got a great podcast for you. Brand new. It's called The Boston Cast. And Boston Cast is your place to find in-depth analysis on all Boston sports. We've got the Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, Celtics, you name it. Everything yours in The Boston Cast. 15 to 20 minute episode twice a week. Check it out. It's pretty awesome. You can find us at iTunes. You can find us on the internet. Our website would be www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. Check that out. And you can email me at thebostoncast@yahoo.com. So again, The Boston Cast, check it out. You can find it on iTunes, you can find it all over the internet. My name is Matt, I'll be your host. It's just a great show, so check it out.
Like I said before, I think we're going to have to change this to the hour with Todd, to the Geek News Central podcast. All right, folks, have a great, great week. We'll see you on Friday.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.